Hello, I am Pierre, and we are having very turbulent times here in France. For long enough, only the nobility and the ecclesiastical rulers have had their say in France. And what about the bourgeoisie? We citizens finally want a fair constitution. After all, we have worked hard for our prosperity. Nevertheless, until recently we had nothing to say in this country. But now we have formed the National Assembly. I work as a lawyer and I have been a member of the National Assembly from the beginning. We only formed in the middle of June this year because we finally want to give France a proper constitution, and already at the beginning of August we decided that all privileges of the nobles and all feudal burdens would be abolished. From now on, nobles should pay taxes just like everyone else. And at the end of August we decided on the Declaration of Human and Civil Rights. We are very committed to rule of law principles. We are fighting for freedom of expression here in our country, for freedom of religion. And, of course, what is very important, we are fighting for freedom of the press in our country, no censorship, the press should finally be allowed to write about what is going on in our country. Nevertheless, not much has really changed for the better here in our country. King Louis XVI continues to resist and simply stall us. He still hasn't signed our decrees of the 4th of August, with which we decided to abolish feudalism and the tax privileges of the nobility. Moreover, food is still scarce in our country. Riots keep breaking out in the capital, Paris. No wonder when people simply cannot afford the simplest basic foodstuffs like bread. These riots now served as an occasion for our king to order the Flanders Regiment with 1,000 soldiers from northern France to Versailles. He probably hopes that this will enable him to take a stronger stand against our National Assembly. Yes, we fear, not without reason, that the king might take military action against us in these times. And now there is the great procession of women, some 6,000 of them, who have marched from our capital Paris to Versailles, armed with rifles, pikes, sabers and axes. And they even received support during the day from about 1,500 National Guardsmen armed with guns. So their commander, General de Lafayette, has also joined this procession of outraged women. Lafayette, this hero of liberty, who fought in America for the insurgents and thus for democracy and against our archenemy Britain. Yes, our Lafayette has joined this procession of women, the commander of our National Guard, because, after all, his troops are subordinate to our National Assembly. It is now late afternoon, my watch shows half an hour past four. The National Assembly has already met here in our temporary assembly hall, in the hall for ball games, in the early hours of the morning. And today's session will probably go on like this for a few more hours. But what is going on here? Who is disturbing our session? Five women and one man. What are they doing here? Market women. Now the women's companion takes the floor. I can't wait to hear this. He demands on behalf of the women that the price of bread be drastically reduced.